after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yo, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And, man, definitely glad to have you all in the building. This is another beautiful week here on the show, and oh my God, man! I know a lot of y'all know I was going to Memphis this past weekend. Let me tell you, oh my God, man, that was ridiculous. I say ridiculous, I mean in a good way. So definitely, you know, I talk about it somewhat and whatnot. So y'all be on the lookout for that. And oh man, I'm gonna tell you, I'm just so excited about, you know, just doing today's show, continued our fourth annual Dust Model Month. You know, every show this month will be models. And we also have to where we do on dustfly.com, we actually have, like, we do a blog every week that we do to kind of give models some inside information as far as, you know, betting themselves to continue to excel in the industry. And there's some very helpful hints in there. Some things that some people you may have already known, but it's good for people that haven't, you know, that's just starting out, or maybe you've been doing it for a while, but you've been kind of at a standstill because of some things you weren't quite as aware of. So definitely you gotta check it out. You know, one of the hottest ones is going right now. It's our blog that we have about submitting to magazines. So you definitely gotta check that out. If you're a model that's been, oh my God, how I do it. Like we talk about in there, it's not, you know, there's more to it. It's the hard part. The easy part is actually submitting to the magazine. It's the hard stuff comes in, you know, the behind the scenes stuff that people don't really do and handle business. So That's pretty much, you know, get a full breakdown in that blog. So on today's show, just kind of get into that, you're going to have very, 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 very talented Aether Feng Huang. I think I said it right. And she'll be on the show, a.k.a. Aether the Diva. And she'll be talking to us about her modeling style and how conceptualization is a huge part of what she does with her images and telling you. When you check out her stuff, she gives you a little bit of everything. You don't know what to expect from her next. And that's what modeling is all. You want to be on a huge scale and really keep people's attention. You always want to make sure you keep them guessing. and she does a very good job of doing that. So we'll be talking to her about that on the show. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to some music, and then we'll come back here on Life It Does Live. Of course, we'll also be sharing some of the Hot Mess Hot News for today as well. So there you go. All right, so we're going to go to our boys. 3 Live featuring Joel Rowland. This is You and Me right here on Life It Does Live with your boy, Sadie J.
I'm in my bedroom trying to see where you and me went wrong. Our life is complicated not to know that you are gone. I apologize for the action that I may have made, cause we just argue back and forth like first take. I gotta man up and stop this doing wrong. Put away my selfish ways cause I never wanna be alone. Can you find it in your heart to forgive me? If I text you with a heart, would you miss me? Or is your friends gassing you up so your heart would never feel so empty? I take this time, this time right here, just gotta make things right. I'm Floyd, you Pacquiao, so you know I ain't trying to fight. Just tell me what's the issue, no need to cry, I can be your tissue. Baby girl, I miss you, that's why my love is floating through this pad and pencil.
I just wanna be the man that treats you right. I just wanna be the man that holds you tight. I just wanna be the man that you like. I just wanna be the man in your life. Now it's me without you that I'm done. But girl, I ain't through. I must admit, I can't live my life if I don't have you right by my side. I love you, girl, more than you ever know. And it's been rough, hard for me to show. Promise to keep it real, promise to stick around. Just as long as you continue to hold me down.
Sitting around thinking about my baby, nowhere to loving, don't even know. We never had these problems, we just talked it out. But we can't even seem to argue without boxing out.
No, you don't call me, cause you don't want me.
All things was inconsistent, babe, I tried to play the game.
Now that you're all gone, I'm all in the wrong.
I know I was tripping, baby, damn, I want my girl.
I tried so hard to stand by you, but you left me cause you were too through.
Now I'm sitting here wondering why you told me bye.
It was you and me, now it's me without you.
Much history, baby. The reason we broke up and do not be talking is sometimes a mystery, baby. The fussing and fighting and constantly nagging, the things that be driving me crazy. I know you still love me cause I really love you, that's why I've been missing you lately.
And now I'm laying here thinking about what went wrong, that's why I'm sitting here looking at your pictures in my dorm. You and me, we both moved on. It feels right, but we know it's wrong. What the hell has been going on? Why can't we still get along? Discipline, it's a guarantee. Baby girl, I'll give you what you need. No keep secrets, no selling dreams. I'll mess up, but I'll get it right. No breaking up, I'll put up a fight. I'll treat you right, you'll be my wife. I just need you in my life.
It was you and me, now it's me without you.
Keep it real.
Very nice to meet you. Had to come and greet you. I was stunned by your feature. Sexy, elegant, proper swag with some ass. What more can I ask? On Rodeo with your bag. Chilling with your girls, having like they sharing laughs. Seen you from away, couldn't let you get away. Without an introduction, hoping we can make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, for some good and reading vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replies, difficult, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life's up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. Round. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down, down. It's just the same old fashion today. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. Said first month cool, second month straight, third month we argue, even having a fight, fourth month I catch you up with another ride, but baby don't trip, I know that that's life, sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like, the other ones you been with, I treat you like a friend, plus stroke and good, no needing to knock on wood, I know I'm misunderstood, heart broke, acting like you should, I'm in plus pain, and heal all pain, and I see it in your eyes that you're tripping on some pain, I understand what you're going through. It's like this. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Head keeps spinning round and round. And you can't take no more. I feel too much in a day. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
Identifying you and a Range Rover. I gave you my heart. I gave you my time, do anything at the drop of a dime. Somebody else answered your phone. I thought that I was losing my mind, and on top of that, you told me
where can we go from here?
If I can't believe a word you say,
what can we do
to make this thing right?
If I'm checking your cell phone every day,
how can this still be good?
If you make me feel old,
every girl scream. Sorry, a little bragging in the intro, but shorty told me okay, and just happens to be an info. She's a floozy that uses his tongue when she unlatches the window, and before she jumps off the ledge, she yells, welcome to the sin show. That's how we touch bases, frequent exchanges of fuck faces. She has a sluttish waist, it's time she popped off in public places. And the way her ass is, I don't know where the fuck her waist is. She's not a human, she has junk in the trunk, it's faces. She gives it to me like there's one life to lose, and the flame is high. She teaches a firefight in school, so I work my magic. A couple tricks I like to use, watch me set that out some fire. With no lights, tell you.
Light, 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 it takes me higher than this. I set this bitch on fire with no lights to use. Okay, 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 okay. I gave my life to you, and I'll fight for you. I promise everything, I recite the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
What's up, baby? Come roll with the winners. Come holla at them gangsters, them dime piece sippers. Now shall I continue? I'm on my fly shit, got piff. That'll keep the ladies on my highness. High times I get, I be floating to the bank. I be on my cloud nines, baby, tell me what you think. If we at the bar, baby, won't you tell me what you drink? We could sip the whole bottle, then it's back to my place. Put you in the 2-3, had you zoning out for weeks. Had you feeling like you climbed the mountain to the highest peak. Cause you know that I'm a beast, and you know that it's whatever. Cause you can't knock the hustle, cause the hustle is forever. I'm not the same cheddar, Swiss and mozzarella. That top notch fella, see we belong together. See I'm a go-getter, show me what I gotta do. We gon' set this bitch on fire without no lighter.
It takes me higher than this. I set this
bitch on fire with no life to lose. Okay, 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 okay. I give my life to you and I fight for you. I promise everything I recite's the truth. Okay, 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 okay.
What I do, man?
I just listen.
It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, man.
Just listen.
I still ain't been asleep, man. Oh well. I guess you know what time it is.
Just listen.
Yeah, coming live from the struggle, but still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get left it and appreciate them. You should do the same. Take a blunt, roll it up, and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best, but only me, I'm not acting. I'm a factor, they fear when they look at me. I know why, cause I'm the truth, man. I'm the truth, man. A lot of people so scared to the truth, man. So let the truth begin. The government is hell, they don't wanna see us win. So the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell again and again. Light a blunt up in a blaze, and let's get lifted, nigga, float away. Yes. I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes. I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know? Let's go. Chicago, this Chicago. Teens, will you let bygones be bygones? How many Darian Albers must we see? Don't you see we all gon' be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, getting lifted, appreciating life, man. I'm so glad to be alive. My granny just turned 71. It's an amazing feat. So proud of she and she. So proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean.
Just listen.
Yeah. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. The next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, in ICU, nigga, ICU, trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no, cause I got God in my life. He got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell bent when I'm living on these. Boys, don't make me have to f*** you up, fuck boy. Shit, Picasso's doing good. And A-Tech, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit, go. You gotta smoke to that. Congratulations. Man. Live from the struggle, man. What
can you say? We in the struggle. I'm reporting live. But even though we struggling, we got so many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. And you should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead yet.
I'm all alone and I want you here. I called your phone cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here.
About
All right, everyone, welcome back to Life at the Dust Live. That was our little music break. Hope you enjoyed the music. Did the music break on Life at the Dust Live. And we got some, of course, I told you I was going to have some hot news today. So I got some hot news. I'll just share with you on today's show. Let's see. First story, and this is from MediaTakeout.com. Some very, very breaking news, according that we got here. So first off, there's apparently some huge text message drama with 50 Cent, and allegedly there's some crazy text messages that he sent to his 16-year-old son, Marquise. And apparently it's some really crazy stuff. So let's see what's going on. Of course, you know, they're checking it out. And this is what happened. According to RadarOnline.com, 50, there was some statements that they apparently got from 50 Cent that he was sending to his son. Apparently, Marquise refused to open the door for 50 when he came to his home. So 50 blacked out on the 16-year-old. Here are some of the things that 50 allegedly said to his son via text. F you, stop texting me. Delete my number. I don't have a son anymore. I need a blood test because that dick-sucking bitch you called mom was fucking the whole sick time. And then tell your mom she won. She has you, and I'll make another. I will have nothing to do with you. Don't text me again. And, man, it's going more and more and more. You know, this is basically what happened, and these are other texts that led to this blacking out on the text. Apparently, 50 was talking about, hey, I'm outside the house at the front door, and then I came to the front door, then lights went off. What's up? You lying? You outside? That's what the son says, and then he sends a low, and he says a low, you friend. Then he says, 50 says, I saw you looking at the window, good looking in life. You going to need it. And then Marquise says, Lo, you fronting hard body now. How you going to see me when I'm in the basement? Laugh my ass off. And 50 says, F you, and you are your mother's child. And then Marquise says, why would you lie about that? 50 Cent apparently says, I need a blood test because big effing bitch, sucking bitch. I'm calling this. You called mom was fucking the whole time, and I don't think you're funny at all. I drove out here for nothing. And Marquise apparently says, "Pop, you tripping now? Why won't you? Ben get one of you has? Excuse me. Why won't Ben get one? Oh my God, this grammar I hate." Bad grammar. He had 16 years low. I know you lied because you didn't even call me to go outside. And he said, 50, are you crazy? And it just gets on. I mean, I'm just going to spiral of text messages. I just wanted to give y'all a little bit. But it gets real, man. It just continually gets real. So y'all definitely got to check it out. It could be BS. We never know. So, oh my God, I'm looking at it. It's just crazy. So, I don't know. It could be alleged text messages. Might not even be him, but if that is him, dang, man, it's crazy that it got out. And it's just sad that, man, you got to watch out your personal life because it will come to light. And people just be, especially all this hacking and stuff that's going on now, people always hacking celebrity phones and emails. Your stuff could be online at any moment. All right, so going into the next thing, and me and take out this title. I mean, come on, we just talked about this story a couple of weeks, like maybe a month ago. So, like, guess which R&B star? Come on, we already know. So, your boy, the Dream, and his fiance Lydia, welcome a beautiful and healthy baby boy into the world. It had been reported that they were expecting twins. but and two are also set to get married this summer. So, congrats, man. You know, even though sometimes there's a lot of drama going on around it, still at the end of the day, congrats, man. Bringing new life into the world is always great. Just handle your business and take care of your kids. That's all I got to say. And, man, this is like, what's this, kids day? Like, people just, kids story number one, kids story number two. It's a kids day today. All right, so we got Walmart and, all right, let's see what's going on. This look kind of juicy here. Okay, so a loving hip-hop star, K. Michelle, has got a new boyfriend, and he's an NBA player. Let's see who it is. Okay, so K. Michelle has been getting around quite a bit in the last few months, and last I heard she was caught making out with a girl in a Vegas pool. Ooh-wee, all right. Getting wild, okay. And then, so then now she's dating NBA baller Lynn Stephenson from the Indiana Pacers, and two were caught on a date at Coney Island. So, oh, man, look at the pictures now, man. You know, it's good to see, you know, K. Michelle. The people are hating on K. Michelle. You can get no, you know, so you can get no man. This whole, all that messy stuff. But, heck, she got married there, and shout out to him. He's going to have lots of fun when he gets to seal the deal. So, yeah, shout out to you, man. You get to play with K. Michelle, if you know what I mean. All right. So that's coming from that story. Hey, we got a couple more, and then we go to so then we'll allow some feedback on some today's stories, because it is quite a bit of craziness going on these stories today. All right, so another couple more, and these are from Crimes and Crooks. You know, this is one of my favorite sites of looking at the stupidest criminals in the world. All right, so let's be entertained, since it was 4th of July this weekend. It was definitely crazy. And you know what? Just like 4th of July reminds you of fireworks. So let's talk about some fireworks or gunshots and all that crap. All right, so apparently there was a hungry man who ends up pulling out a gun at a barbecue. A Waterbury man has been arrested after he was accused of pointing a gun at neighbors who turned down his request for food at a July 4th barbecue. According to the police report, a witness said Jackie Wilson arrived at a holiday cookout at 8 p.m., about 8 p.m. actually, and asked for food. He was refused and told to leave. And that's when he decided to get turned up. He was so freaking hungry, I guess he decided that. Oh, I'm going to put a gun in my, I'm eating it by any means necessary. So, dang, man, you wild, man. I don't know. I'm trying to think who's going to get crooked today at war. We'll find out in a second when we vote. All right, then we got Mitchell, man. He falls asleep and shoots himself by accident. Authorities say a Mitchell man suffered minor injuries when he accidentally shot himself after falling asleep on his back porch while holding a loaded shotgun. Excuse me, a loaded handgun. He's a 34-year-old man who was sitting on the back porch after 2 a.m. And on that Thursday, when a family member turned on the porch light and opened the door, they happen to open the door. You know how people, when you open and stuff, and they get real scared out of nowhere when you do it? Yeah, they'll just pop up, and wherever it is in their hands, sometimes when you sleep, whatever's in your hand, you accidentally use it. So this dude, the door, as the porch light cuts on, the door opens. Authorities say the man was startled by the light and noise and then unintentionally pulled the gun's trigger and shot himself in the midsection. The man has suffered minor flesh wounds, and wow. And right now, the man's name is not being released because no charges were filed as a result of the shooting. And the state's attorney's office will decide later where to file charges. You know, for me personally, I gotta give some quick feedback on that right away. For me personally, I don't think the man should get charged for making a stupid mistake of shooting himself. I mean, you had to held the man, just happened to maybe just have a gun, and heck, he was just had his gun on him, and then he just freaked the heck out, forgot that he had it in his hand. So, oh man, it's crazy. So, but you know, then again, let's not forget that Patrick Roberts did go to jail for shooting himself. So I can see it happening again. There's nothing new. They will take you to jail for shooting yourself. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines, get some feedback on some of today's stories. All right, let's see. What's up, Judy?
Hello.
We got quite a bit of stories today. It's getting real.
Yeah, you could say that.
I don't know what's crazy. It was worse, all the kid drama or the... I don't know what's worse. I'll pick one of the stories. First story, let's talk about the first story we were talking about earlier, and that was with the alleged text messages from 50 Cent and his son, you know, going between the two of them. What was your thought process on that?
To me, that just seemed really childish, to be honest. I think it was, like, I can't even process why that was even necessary, to be honest. I just think it was kind of excessive.
These are alleged text messages. We don't know. You know, it's still up in the air if they're actually from 50 Cent, between 50 Cent and his child. But if they are, man, this is crazy. So, that being said, who do you think was in the more of the wrong? Would you say it was the son, or would you say 50 Cent? Now, of course, you know, yes, 50 Cent is the adult in the situation, but, heck, again, it is, if you read the text messages and see how the situation was going on, it's interesting. So, who would you say is more in the wrong?
Personally, to me, it's always the parent, because they picked that up from somewhere. Like, one of my roommates just got back from out of town, and she was talking about how her aunt kicked, like, they were staying in hotel rooms, and her aunt had kicked out her daughter just so she could have a dude in her room. And they got upset when her daughter was bad-mouthing. And I'm like, you don't brought another man up in the hotel room. Like, you are clearly in the wrong. Like, it's the same type of thing. Like, you're the adult and they're the child. You can't expect them to act like an adult when you're not acting like an adult. You acting stupid, they just don't act the same way you do. So, completely, I think 50 Cent was acting childish. He should never even let it escalate to that period.
Right. I mean, I some of the stuff you said, you know, people do say some crazy stuff to each other that they may not necessarily mean when they're angry. People are human, and just again, hey, that's just the way the freaking coin flips when you are a celebrity, that you pretty much can't say whatever you want to say because things kind of can bite you.
But still, that's your child. Come on.
So, yes. Oh my God, I just don't know. Yeah, it's just.
And her, they could go on and on about it. Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I only read a little bit of stuff. It was still over a page of text left. I would have been there all day reading all the text. And I just want to sit here and do that. This ain't Masterpiece Theater. I even sit here and read all the freaking text. That's too much going on. But I just wanted to give everybody kind of a general idea of what happened.
Yeah, just childish.
Right. I mean, in any way, like, on the surreal stuff, 50 was wrong, period, for, you know, for handling it that way, him being the adult in that situation.
How old is his son?
16.
See, he's still a kid. Nope. I think, like, 16 is the worst age to be trying to have them act rational. That is the worst possible age.
Right. I mean, just look at that. I mean, No, it's like it's like some drama going on because of the, you know, necessarily because of the fact that, you know, baby mama, daddy drama stuff, you know, back, going back and forth, so they, so she don't want to see, you know, the behind the scenes stuff that we're not seeing. That's just really making the son play a be a puppet. Because the thing is too, you know, we gotta take into account the one of the huge problem was the mom, and which actually is crazy because I'm looking at another story that's saying that, and by the looks of it, that according to his baby mom's Twitter account, she actually ended up leaking those text messages.
Oh. See, the mom's not responsible, the dad's not responsible. You're just setting the kid up for failure. Like, you just, like, first of all, that's a personal conversation between a father and son, regardless of how childish was. For you to go and pull the records and then leak it, like, what for? Like, what are you getting out of that? Like, what?
Yeah, like, for real, like, I mean, the thing is, too, you mean, you scarred a kid from, like, 50 down. You can see, I mean, the kid already know people find out, you know, that he's a lazy 50-cent anyway, it's going to be hard. And live a private life anyway. But to do stuff to, you know, put him in a bad light is just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's just all sorts of wrong. There's not really any way you can relabel it. It's...
So, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know, y'all. It's really giving me a headache because I'm really trying to put it all together, and it's not making no freaking sense to me. I usually can give you a more concise, but for me personally, it's just too much going on today, and I hope that they figure it all out because it's a headache. Just reading it's a headache.
How did they even get into it like that? Like, how did that conversation even start?
Apparently, 50 Cent was going over to go see his son, and his son wouldn't open the door. This, that, and the other, and. You know, he's just being childish back and forth, which he is a child, but he basically was just acting like he didn't see his dad outside or whatnot. And so that's how the whole struggle happened.
Well, I mean, taking into account the fact that his mom leaked the text message, it sounds to me like she's probably bad-mouthing him to her son anyway, so if all you hear is negative things about his dad, he's not going to want to see him. He's not going to want to open the door, especially, like, I mean, I guess we don't even know how long it's been since the last time they were, like, had communicated or anything. We don't know if they recently had a fallout. Like, there's a whole bunch of little things that could, you know, go to the fact that he didn't want to answer the door, he didn't want to talk to him. But, again, like, that's a classic teenager thing. Like, I mean, how many teenagers do you know, like, go lock themselves in their room and won't let their parents in? It's basically the same scenario. Obviously, it's a bit more extreme because it's a house, but... still, like, kids fight with their parents. And I feel like they were probably just having a fight over something that we don't know about, and, you know, the mom took advantage of that.
Definitely. Now, okay, we're going to go on another story I wanted to you to go in on is, I don't know which one is worse. I want to, let's talk about the guy who don't actually shot himself. What do you think about that? You know, should he go to, you know, you know, should he get charges put on him because of he actually shot himself because he was startled? Again, he didn't shoot nobody else. He actually shot himself in the midst.
First of all, that's what a safety is for on your gun, sir.
Yeah, you have a perfect point there. That is what a safety is for. In case you do, for instance, like when your gun's in your holster, you don't accidentally freaking shoot yourself.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, that's what the safety is for. If you don't are not personally feeling threatened, your gun should not be off the safety mode. So
right.
You definitely put that to yourself.
But in the beginning, he may have felt threatened.
Literally.
Like, if you think about it, look, because we're reading into it as if he may have not had the safety mode. I wonder if he did, because, again, remember, they say that when the lights come on, I don't know, somebody get the porch lights on and open the door, it startled him, and he ended up shooting himself in the midsection. So you don't know. It could have been, hey, he was unloading himself, like you said, unless you were feeling threatened, and he may have been, you know, loading himself up real quick, and he has been on it getting so startled, he has been shooting himself, or excuse me, shot himself. Okay, I see. Okay, I see we got a Calvin 614. Let me see what we got. All right, Calvin 614, who we got in Life of the Dust Live?
What's going on?
And the much we got?
What's going on? What y'all talking about tonight?
Oh, man, shoot. We're just going in a couple of the stories that we see on the net, man. It's some crazy stuff all around. One of the stories was 50 Cent and his son, alleged, you know, there was some text message drama between two of them. We were talking about that. And now we're talking about this guy who scared a crap. He was basically asleep. He didn't sleep on the porch. And somebody opened the door, the porch door, and it cut the porch light on, and it scared the hell out of him. So he gets startled and ended up shooting himself in the midsection. So right now, that's the main one they're talking about. He basically, what happened was, okay, this guy was asleep on the porch. He had his handgun. It was loaded and whatnot. And so somebody opens the door to the porch and cuts a light on, and it scares the hell out of him that he ends up shooting himself in the freaking midsection.
Hey, y'all said
now, when you said midsection, I don't know if it's a stomach or if he shoot himself in the dick. That's what I want.
That's probably
like, if you say midsection, they don't want it. They didn't kind of gave, quite didn't give us the whole thing. Which I really don't want it to be too graphic for me. No, I don't want the whole picture. But it is crazy. Like, if he shot himself in the fucking pieces, that's not good.
Oh, man. And y'all said the other one was some drama with 50 Cent and his son?
Yeah, it was. Basically, what was going on with that was, apparently, there was some leaked text messages.
I heard he's facing 5 years for doing something to some late, some girl, his baby mom or something.
Oh, you said, now what now? You say, oh, that's new stuff. What you said, what's going to happen to him?
Yeah, you got the keys? He's facing 5 years for doing something to some lady. I can't remember if it was his baby's mom or if it was just, you know, some girl. But he did something. I don't know. I saw it on, it was a link on Twitter. It was this little thing that got all the hip hop news.
Y'all know, bro, you might be on to something with your thought, who it might, you know, who the person might be, because I mean, I'm starting to put two and two together. And
it might be the same thing.
Yeah, it started like it's all linking together. It's like it's all making sense, because you're saying, I don't know, it's starting to make sense that it could be the baby mom that he's in trouble with. And so, you know how that game goes. Now she's saying something to the son, and the son's acting a certain way because of her. It's all adding up now. I don't know, man. You might be onto something all the way. I might have to look at that some more, because
he was facing, he could be facing 5 years for doing something to somebody's mom or some girl or something. I don't know. It was some female. I know it was
that
female.
Up. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know, Judy. He's making a very educated guess, because that sounded dead. I wonder what the reason could be.
Well, I told you we didn't know what the situation was with him and his dad done something to piss him off. Well, obviously, if he did something to his mom, that's something to piss him off.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
right.
That's on point.
Yeah, follow, what is, it's called Street Code, except code is spelled with a K. Street Code, that's where I be getting all that hip-hop information from.
Okay, check them out. I'm usually on Media Takeout, and I'm on Clumsy Crooks. And Clumsy Crooks, you know, a lot of people don't be reading Clumsy Crooks as much, and you get some odd stuff. Like, that guy shot himself. We had people who got fired and arrested for ejaculated in between in between two little piles of mashed potatoes, because the two mashed potatoes happen to look like the shapes of boobs. So the guy was getting off, and yeah, we see some sick shit
every fucking day.
Yes, this is at a Popeyes. I was not eating Popeyes. I'm no freaking for a whole. Every time I saw Popeyes, I was like, oh my god, this guy ejaculated in mashed potatoes. That food didn't get to anybody, but it's just the thought process of when if it did, it just scares the hell out of me.
What show is this?
Man, the show you listen to now, man, this is Life of the Dust Live. Man, you all listen to Life of the Dust Live, and you know, we appreciate you even calling in, man, and sharing. First off, for sharing, you know, sharing your feedback, and also too, you know, for sharing that in the information, that connected information, because that, you know, that just make that kind of put stuff. When you said that, man, you put some stuff. Everything kind of went into perspective a little bit more. It's all making sense now.
Yeah,
I just knew, like you said, Junie, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, follow Street Code. They be having they be having videos on there sometimes, and you know, they promote people's songs and stuff, but they get a lot of hip hop news on Street Code with a K. And if y'all wanna follow me, I'm at DJ Marv Go Too Hard. That's with us, number two. And I actually gotta go, but you know, y'all show sounds like an interesting show, and I will be calling in every week now.
I appreciate you, man. You came in right. You know, we actually about to end the show in a second anyway, so appreciate you for spending your time coming through with us, man. Definitely appreciate you.
Okay,
now, I'm about to have my accounts follow you right now. You said that's DJ, make sure I get it right. That's DJ Marv.
Yeah, DJ MARV, and then number two.
Got it. Popped up for me. I think I know of you already. Do you be doing stuff with, if I'm not mistaken, you be doing stuff with TV3 Radio sometimes, right?
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, I knew. I was like, as soon as you said your Twitter name, I was like, wait, why do I know him? Yeah, because you be co-hosted with him a couple times.
Steady
J.
Oh, yeah. I recognize that name.
That's why I was like, when you said the Twitter name, I said, let me type. As I'm typing it, I'm like in my head, like, I know this dude's name. Like, it's like it stands out. As soon as you go, like, DJ Marv. Like, hold on. Twitter. I was like, oh, I knew this dude. Oh, man, it's good to have you come through, man. That's much love, man.
Yeah. I'll be, it's the same time every week.
Because we actually come on every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, at the same time from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern every Monday through Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be calling in more often now.
I appreciate you, man. I knew it, man. I know I wasn't tripping. See, y'all got me over here looking crazy. All right, so, man, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know you missed any parts of the show. You can always check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEDDY letter J. You can also check it out on iTunes. It's type in Life After Dusk Live on iTunes. It is free on there. It's free on the TuneIn Radio app. It's a lot of places. You literally type in Life After Dusk Live, you're going to find the show. So there
all
you
right,
go, everybody. We tuning out, man. Remind you that everything you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. That's to this episode of Life After Dusk Live. DJ Marv, I appreciate you for coming through. Junior, I appreciate you for coming through. We out.